unique opinions, compelling conversation, and the best in afternoon entertainment. The conversation continues from the Autoglass America studios. It's another hour of Drew Garabo Live.
Yacht Rock Fridays on Drew Garabo Live. About to roll into the It's Okay, It's Not Okay, but not before Fleetwood Mac. Say you love me. Just kidding, we're not a music station.
You know I'm falling, falling, falling at your feet.
So we had the idea yesterday.
I'm tingling right from my head
as
to
the
my toes.
Now this is not a Juggalo March, nor is it just an Insane Clown Posse concert. We're gonna have our resident Juggalo, or what passes for one around here, Booger Eating John, tell us. Well, I mean, he's a Juggalo. What is this weekend that is a two-day thing in St. Petersburg?
Well, things have actually taken a turn recently with the lineup, but it's essentially to hold people over in between.
I'm sorry, wait, well, hold on a second. Things have taken a turn?
Well, as I was saying, there's been, the lineup change. Everybody was excited, all my Juggalo folks, and we were all excited that Twisted was going to be... They were going to be with ICP here in St. Pete, but I've actually come to learn that because Twisted would not participate in the March on Washington, there has been a falling out, which has led to a complete revamp of the lineup for the Juggalo weekend here in St. Pete that is meant to hold people over between the gathering of the Juggalos.
But, okay, so Twisted's not going to be there?
Correct.
Do we still get Blaze Your Dead Homie?
Blaze Your Dead Homie is part of Twisted's record label as well.
Oh, wait, hold on
so
one
they
second.
Stick together.
Magic Ninja Entertainment.
So hold on one second. You're telling me that I'm going to have to miss out on Blaze Your Dead Homie just because of some Twisted ICP drama?
And I think we figured the name out.
Okay.
I think we think it's two different things.
Right. Now, Seth, you're going to be the tie-breaking vote on this one. Mm-hmm. One of the Juggalo family, if you will, Blaze Your Dead Homie.
Yes.
SBK happens to think that he's Blaze Your Dead Homie.
Yeah, he is Blaze.
Your dead homie.
He's your dead homie.
I think he's very aggressive, and he's saying, I'm a Blaze Your Dead Homie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to Blaze Your Dead Homie, and Kevin says it's Blaze.
Your dead homie.
Your dead homie.
Right, like a cat named Mo.
Huh.
Well, that's the only thing I got. Or a tribe called Quest.
Well, that's a much better analogy.
I think he means.
By the way, those are on other ends of the spectrum. Of the spectrum, you got a tribe called Quest.
It's the only thing I got going.
It's good.
I believe that he wants to Blaze Your Dead Homie.
So he's not Blaze Your Dead Homie. He's saying, I'm a Blaze Your Dead Homie.
Yeah.
No, he's Blaze. He's Blaze Your Dead Homie. He's your homie who happens to be dead, and his name is Blaze.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
I don't have dead homies.
Well, you do, Blaze.
If you were a Juggalo, you would.
But now, the other thing I thought that they were going to smoke your dead friend.
Right.
Like,
I'm going to blaze your dead homie.
We're going to blaze your dead homie. And I'm like, I don't know how you smoke your buddy.
Oh, that's a third.
I like that one more than anyone we've come up with so far.
So great. We have all different explanations.
No, I think he's right. He's going to blaze your dead homie. And you're going to have to watch.
Yeah. They're going to put him, they're going to crush him up with a little pipe and smoke your dead homie.
I saw it in Drew's eyes. I was schooling him a little bit on some Juggalo culture and some old tracks. One of my favorite records, Wizard of the Hood, which is a concept album where they pretty much recreate the Wizard of Oz.
Sorry. I'll never turn your mic off for real.
Wait, by the way, get this Juggalo at a family-friendly event, the circus tonight.
This is kind of a Juggalo adjacent.
Yeah,
the circus.
Right.
Like
exactly.
When you see the clowns, you start to get. Yeah,
are you going to think that the clowns are Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope?
No.
All right. Will one of the clowns be Blaze Your Dead Homie?
Blaze Your Dead Homie is a clown, per se.
I was on Blaze Your Dead Homie's Twitter page way too long last time.
Now, if we can get a phoner with Blaze Your Dead Homie so we can ask him that question, that'd be pretty awesome.
I don't think they want to come on the show after the petition you started.
I don't think he's doing anything right now.
Well, he knows where, are they still down with the Juggalos, or are all the Juggalos against Twisted?
There is a lot of bad blood. I mean, there's some serious infighting, which I hate to see with my fellow brethren. brethren.
So are we going to get caught up in some sort of feud between the Juggalos and the Twisted Nation or whatever they call themselves?
I don't know. I think
the Twisted Sisters.
You could probably align yourself with some of the Magic Ninja folk.
I'm sorry, the Magic Ninjas?
That's what their record label's called.
Do they say whoop whoop or do they say something different?
They go Magic, Magic, Ninja, what? Magic, Magic, Ninja, what?
It's time for another round of
It's okay. It's not okay.
By the way, none of this is okay. Everything you just heard is certainly not okay. Magic, Magic, Ninja, what? Got it.
It's not okay.
So, okay. Is it okay to have a petition to try to keep the Juggalos out of the city of St. Petersburg?
No.
727-579-1025. I am a champion of the First Amendment. I wrap myself in it. It guarantees me the right to free speech. Is it then contrary to my First Amendment beliefs in freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, or freedom from religion, and freedom of speech to circulate a petition telling the city of St. Petersburg of the public safety hazard that is headed their way in the form of hundreds, if not thousands, of unwashed, potentially violent, and certainly psychologically damaged, quote-unquote, people who would call themselves Juggalos?
Now, I didn't read the Facebook page yesterday, but John told me when he posted the petition, there were more people that wanted you out of St. Pete than the Juggalos.
Well, I wouldn't say more, but there are people who think that because I'm anti-Juggalo, that I should be... That it should be off the radio.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the petition. That's what, whether I agree with it or not, I think that's what the First Amendment and freedom of speech is all about. Mm. But I think your petition is going to have the opposite effect.
You think it's going to have a galvanizing effect?
I think you're giving them promotion, and there's people that weren't even aware that this was happening, and you're guaranteeing a sellout.
Well, I think that the type of people who go to this type of thing has been well aware.
They know. They got the alert.
They know that the Juggalo Nation is coming.
I mean, Kevin, you just moved to St. Pete. There's going to be some Juggalo trickle-down effect. They might be roaming around your neighborhood.
Not really comfortable with that.
Whoop, whoop.
No wooting in my neighborhood. Just keep it out of my yard.
From Austin, really F. Drew, where's the petition to keep whiny bitches off the radio?
Oh.
20 likes.
20?
20 likes.
Wow.
20 likes.
Does that hurt?
Pee on this. I don't understand what this Juggalo thing, and ICP sounds juvenile. I don't have to like it, but that doesn't mean other people shouldn't. I support freedom, and that means tolerating things I don't like or understand. Drew Garabo is a fascist.
You're not stopping people from liking it.
You can like it. I just don't want you to be able to go to it in the city of St. Petersburg, which I love. 727-579-1025.
I don't think you really even love St. Petersburg.
Shh. 727-579-1025. Let's see.
You going, Seth?
Oh, yeah.
Angela.
I'm introing them.
Yes.
Angela, is it okay or not okay to circulate a petition requesting that Mayor Rick Kreisman keeps these Juggalos out of the burg?
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
Whoop, whoop. Tell me why.
Because you can't judge a whole group of people on the handful of idiots that they represent.
You can't?
That's not right. I'm 50 years old. I listen to ICP. I wouldn't call myself a juggalo.
get out of here. You're 50 and you listen to this putrid excuse for a band?
It's hilarious. I listen actually to them for comic relief.
Okay. What's your favorite Insane Clown Posse song, my dear?
Cherry Pie.
I didn't say what's your favorite Warrant song. I said what's
No, I liked ICP's Cherry Pie.
We're all looking at each other like, is that a song?
That was on the list of songs they're going to perform in town along with Fat Sweaty Betty.
Let me ask you this.
I like that one, too. I had a Hatchet Man on the back window of my Camaro. I had twins that were infants. My grandmother was in the front seat of the car. We were living in Dallas at the time. My tire blew. And I was on the side of Central Expressway during rush hour, and nobody was stopping to help me, and I could not get the lug nuts off my car. A car full of Juggalos got off the exit, turned around, and came back and fixed my tire for me.
That's a gang.
they absolutely would not take money. My grandmother was scared to death.
They ripped her.
But They were good guys.
Right, they use protection. Let me tell this to you, and I'm sorry to break this to you, but if you did not have the Hatchet Man sticker on your car, the first car that drove by would have stopped. Like, that, you say that Juggalos came to your rescue.
They were the only ones that would have come to your rescue.
Right, I say that sticker prevented normal people. In fact, probably a couple of state troopers and some road rangers drove by, and they're like, not with the hatchet. Do you have an Insane Clown Posse tattoo on your body anywhere?
I do not.
All right. Do you have any tattoos?
I do.
I figured so for some reason. Ankle?
No, I have some very tastefully and covered tattoos. I work in the healthcare field, so I don't let any of my fat show.
Hip? You think hip? Hip or booby? Near the areola.
I need to know my nurse has these tattoos.
Where on that gorgeous body of yours, sweetheart, might you be inked?
I do have one. I have right over my heart my oldest son's name with a music note and his birthday.
Oh, woo, woo. And what else you got?
On my inner right calf, I have a sun and moon sharing a face.
Okay. All right. What else you got, baby?
On the other side of that, on my outer right calf, I have a green ohm sign.
Green ohm sign. Ohm. Yes. And that's it? Nothing on the hip area? Or
nothing on the cooch?
Pubis?
Nope.
Remember Monster Muff?
It's unfortunate.
Who?
There was a girl we called Monster Muff. Okay. I kid you not. She was such a big fan of the Monsters then in the midday that she had the phrase Monsters of the Midday tattooed right above the choach.
Oh.
Then they went to mornings. Well, then they went to mornings.
She had a hot body, but did you think she was pretty?
Come on, dude. Nobody thought she was pretty. She had a great body.
I didn't think she was. They called her a butterface. I thought she was okay.
I didn't think she was a butterface, but I didn't think she was pretty. She was super nice.
Let me get a picture.
But then her boyfriend or her husband, who wasn't on the show, every time he went to do the, the thing, he'd have to stare at the billboard for the Monsters.
Joey B tweeted me some info on Blaze Your Dead Homie.
Okay.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
While trying to make a drug deal, Blaze was shot 3 times in the chest and once in the temple, which killed him. He was brought back to life 11 years afterwards by the Dark Lotus family.
By the Dark Lotus family.
So then he's dead.
Yes.
So he's Blaze, your dead homie.
Yeah.
So SBK's right.
He looks dead.
Or maybe he's coming to Blaze your dead homie.
By the way.
Like Blaze your dead homie.
I don't want to mess with the Juggalos anymore after I found out this guy's been dead for 11 years. I'm good. Come to town. Stay at my house. I'm
trying to find a good picture of him.
727-579-102. He might be there for a while. Marcus, okay or not okay to start a petition or to continue this petition against Juggalo Nation?
Well, I think freedom of speech is a right that was allowed to everybody. So I don't think it's a bad thing.
It's okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you think, Marcus, about these Juggalos bastardizing the art form known as rap music?
Well, I can say this. I'm ill-informed about the Juggalos. I was just informed by, I can't remember his name, Man Nicky. He told me what a Juggalo was. And I don't have a problem with them. Everybody expressed themselves differently. When rap music first came out, a lot of people had a problem with that. When rock music came out, a lot of people had a problem with that and all different alternatives of music.
Sure.
There's always going to be somebody who doesn't agree with it, but as long as there are people who do agree with it, then that means it's catering to somebody.
This is more than just music.
Yeah, this is a lifestyle. This is like a glorifying misogyny, glorifying crime, a bunch of kids who couldn't get a job if they had a packed resume. Like, it's a dangerous element is what I'm saying, Marcus. I appreciate your tolerance, but it has no place here. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how's it going? You guys are doing good.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate that. Okay or not okay?
Yeah. All right, ga. The lyrics you talking about, smoke, your dead homie, they're talking about.
Excuse me. That's Blaze, your dead homie.
You don't know.
Not smoke, your dead homie. Blaze, your dead
homie. Yeah, well, when you blaze, what do? You smoking trees, cuz.
It's not okay.
727-579-1025.
We have from a very credible source, Joey, on Twitter, that he's been dead for 11 years and they brought him back to life.
Jay, okay or not okay to continue this petition against the Juggalos?
I say it's okay.
It's okay.
I called yesterday to get on that petition, but your booger eater, he wouldn't put me on with you.
And then it's just the Juggalos trying to keep you down, sir. I appreciate the
call. Why would he put you on? He's against this.
What's up, Vincent? Okay or not okay?
It is 100% okay.
It's okay.
All right. So you think even though I support free speech, I'm okay in trying to rally these people around and get these stinking, godforsaken, law-breaking juggalos out of the city of St. Petersburg?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the best thing you've probably ever done. ICP is terrible. Juggalos are terrible. Freedom of speech, okay, I'm for it. That's fine. But ICP is exactly a nuisance. They're terrible. They're a disgrace to rap music.
Right.
Not even music.
Right.
Not even music.
Yeah. And they're going to bring with them. It's not like one of those conventions where it's a lot of affluent people who are going to pump a lot of money in the local economy.
No.
They bring their own Faygo. They're probably going to bring their own awful snacks, too, that are high in cholesterol.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to litter the city streets and be mean and rude to all of those fine people who work and live in the burg. I think we all then must stand united against this unsavory element visiting the city of St. Petersburg and sign the change.org petition that I will once again tweet out from the @DrewOnTheRadio account so that we can keep these scumbags out of St. Petersburg. Thank you, sir.
Yes, I totally agree.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You might have to go door to door to some of the high rises in downtown St. Pete to talk to some of the older people. Then you can inform them about the juggalos, and then they would circulate that petition.
They'd be all over
it.
Yeah.
Because they don't even like when the Grand Prix comes to town because it's too noisy.
I don't get the hatchet. The logo?
It's very scary.
What's that all about?
Why is there a logo, a guy with a hatchet?
How do you explain that?
It's not a hatchet of peace. It's not flowers. It's a hatchet.
Nothing good comes from having a hatchet.
Nothing. A hatchet does not say I love you. All right, hang on, Rob, Leon, Kevin, Tony, everybody else, because we've got a certified stud on the line with us right now. Dude used to play for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Who does he play for now?
Oakland Athletics.
You think he's a juggalo?
No.
No.
I do not think he's a juggalo.
Do you think he knows juggalos?
I don't think he has ever played baseball with a juggalo.
Oh.
But I think in his circle of friends, I think he is so inclusive that at some point in time, he has probably shared a beverage with a juggalo. Probably.
Hmm.
He did they just have a baby?
Yes. Maybe just a few weeks ago.
Just had a baby with a an awesome girl who we knew when she was a Hard Rock girl, Britt.
Yes.
And he is known on Twitter as Sweet Swingin' 20. He has a baseball camp that you can find out about at NBYB. That's North Brandon Youth Baseball .biz. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sweet Swingin' Matt Joyce. What's up, Matt?
Man, what an entrance. What a way to enter the building right there.
That's what I do, bro. That's what I do. I do very few things well. Like you want to put your guy in the top of the lineup who can knock out those singles and get on base. That's me. I'm your setup guy. I'm your middle relief guy. I want to set you up for success, so I give you a very glowing intro that may or may not be 100% accurate.
Everybody's got to play their part. That's it.
How are you adjusting to fatherhood so far, Matt?
Oh, my God, man. I tell you what a life changer that is. Our little girl is 2 weeks old, and I think I have about 10 hours of sleep in the 2 weeks. it's an adjustment, man, but she's a little cutie, so we're having a lot of fun with it.
Nice.
Matt, you have three dogs, too, don't you?
We have three dogs, yeah. We're a little crazy. I don't know what we were thinking.
Do you find that you don't love the dogs as much as you did before your daughter was born? Because a lot of people say that once you have a kid that you don't care as much about the dogs as you used to.
Wow.
I think it's just your kid takes more of your time, so your dogs don't get the same attention. I mean, we still really love our dogs. We still really care about our dogs. But, when they don't have the same attention, then they're going to act out. So... Yeah, it's not really necessarily their fault, but we still love our dogs.
How do you go about introducing the baby to the dogs?
Good question.
Yeah, they told us to as soon as the baby was born, they put on a little beanie, a hat on her, and then kind of gave it to us in a little plastic bag and told us to take it home and let the dog smell it before she came home and kind of get her scent. So we did that, but our dogs are great, man. We have the best dogs, so we wouldn't have any problem with that.
We've got Matt Joyce on the line. He has a baseball camp coming up for you in North Brandon. It is NBYB.biz.
Yeah, I think it's going down this Sunday, right, Matt?
Oh, my God. Is it this week already?
It's this Sunday, yeah. We got a couple days. I'm flying into town tomorrow.
Oh.
Hopefully say hello to some friends, have a nice dinner with some friends and family, and then have a lot of fun with a bunch of kids.
Great. What time does it get started, Matt?
So we start at 9. It's ages 6 to 12.
And it's usually like 9 to 3. And we get 100 kids for $100. It all goes back to charity. And we just have a blast, man. We teach the kids the fundamentals. We have some minor league players, a couple major league players, some coaches out there. You know, the kids run around. They're exhausted by the end of the day, and I'm probably even more exhausted. But it's a blast.
Yeah, man, and it's great that you give back to the community like that, because when you were at the Rays, obviously you were a fan favorite. A lot of people really really sad when you did depart, I believe, to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, if I'm not mistaken, then the Pirates, and then the Athletics. How were things with the Oakland Athletics this past season? Are we happy? Are we with them for a while?
He just signed with them.
And I'm sure we're going to be very happy to be with them this season for the first time.
Yep, exactly. No, I played with the Pittsburgh last year and had a blast with them, and you know, awesome organization. They gave me a chance after a really rough 2015 season. But you know, with the ups and downs, you learn most from your failures. So I learned a lot that year, came back with Pittsburgh, worked my butt off and earned a chance to get a lot more playing time with Oakland, and just really looking forward to the opportunity. You know, we headed back to Cali.
Cali.
Matt, with spring training starting soon, what are you going to do? Is your wife and your baby going to travel with you now on road games? Are they going to stay home? I'm sure you're going to miss them a ton. What's the plan for that?
Yeah, spring training's not too bad. I mean, you know, obviously in Arizona, everything's close. So I'll get to go home every night to them. They're actually coming with me. When we're in Oakland, it's a little bit different story. They're obviously going to come with me to live there as well. And then as far as the road trips, we kind of have to play that by ear. You know, maybe she'll come to the closer ones or pick a couple of spots to go home. We come back to Tampa in, what is it, June or July? I forget. I checked the schedule. So that'll probably be the first time my family really gets to see the baby, because we've been up north in Connecticut freezing our butts off up here. So I'm so pumped to come home to Tampa.
I bet, man. We're speaking with Matt Joyce, former Tampa Bay Ray, current Oakland Athletic. Matt, 2 weeks ago, Brittany had the baby. Have you got her back in the gym yet, bro?
Oh, boy.
No chance, dude. No chance I would ever say that to her.
Come on, man. You can't let him slide. That's 2 weeks.
No. She's too OCD anyway. She's on her stuff, man. She's wearing her little belt thing to kind of keep her stomach tight. And, you know, I mean.
Good man.
She's already on it.
Now, were you in the delivery room when everything went down? Because I'm sure, you know, as a baseball player, you face a lot of pressure. You know, being able to face off against 102-mile-per-hour fastball, a lot of pressure. But on a different level, I'm a dad myself. When you're in that delivery room and that baby comes out of there, man, it immediately changes your world and your perspective on everything. Am I right?
No doubt. Absolutely. You know, it's just definitely not about you anymore. And you know, there's definitely that moment where you just kind of are like, holy crap. You know, this, I'm in charge. I'm responsible for this kid's life.
Yep.
You know, and, but it's such an awesome moment. I was just trying to really be there for her and you know, calm her down and make things easier for her, because I mean, as a guy, you have it easy. You know, the girls have to do all the work, so we just gotta be there to support them
and make those late night Enfamil runs for sure. Seth, a question for Matt Joyce.
Matt, out of all the weird questions I've asked you over the years, I don't think I've asked you this, and I know you play the outfield, but can you tell us when there's a meeting on the mound, when the pitching coach goes out there and the whole infield goes out there, and they're maybe doing a pitching change? What the hell are they talking about on the mound?
You know, I've actually never been in one of those, because I don't play the infield or pitch.
Never?
So you'll see the outfielders kind of come together, and then, you know, we talk amongst ourselves. But, you know, sometimes we just kind of, you know, we'll not necessarily predict, but, you know, say, like, what the pitcher's saying or what the coach is saying to him. Like, hey, just throw the damn ball over the plate or something like that, you know. But usually it's kind of off the wall, just random. You know, we're talking about someone in the stands being crazy, you know, something your friend or your family did that was weird. So it's just a kind of a short escape for us,
right,
from the game. And then we draw our attention back.
All right, I'm going to springboard off Seth's question, because here's something I've always wondered. You're a man who has hit many a base hit or a double. When you do get a single and you run to first base, a lot of the times you'll see the first baseman and the runner kind of engaging in a little chit-chat. And I never really know, is that friendly banter? Is it ever kind of ball-busting? Does it ever get nasty? What's the general focus of conversation when you're on first base and there's a first baseman with some conversation?
That's a pretty good question. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, it depends. It depends on who's on first, what's on second.
That's where I was going.
No. It depends who's on first. You know, if somebody like Votto is on first, I'm trying to pick his brain on what he thinks about, you know, hitting a certain pitch or what he's feeling on something and hitting. You know, I'm just always trying to pick somebody's brain. And sometimes you're just, you know, you're just pretty little chatter just because you're standing right next to the guy. Hey, how's it going? How you been? How you doing? You know, something along those lines. But usually it's pretty friendly unless you really don't like the guy.
Has that happened?
Like I get along with most people. No, I don't have a problem with anybody.
That's good.
Matt, when you're in the outfield, do they still yell Joyce is a girl's name or do they have new creative stuff for you?
You know, that's pretty much the main one I probably hear the most. You know, besides Joyce, you suck. You know, and now Philip is getting creative, and it's almost kind of scary because everybody has this cell phone. So now they take out their cell phone. Now they're looking you up online. They're looking at your personal history. Now they're saying things about my wife or something like that. So that's kind of tough.
Not okay.
You know, that's not okay. But you know, you can't really do anything. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I guess. Oh yeah, and I imagine they can really taunt you with that. Yeah, Joyce, you got a hot ass wife, sucker. And you're like, yeah, oh darn. Matt Joyce is on the line with us. He's got a baseball camp this weekend, so go check it out on Sunday. Open registration. It is $100. You can go to his website nybyb.biz.
Yeah, and I think it's up on the Facebook page. John put it up there, and he's got just a few spots left.
Perfect. We'll snatch him up because Matt's a great guy, and he's got a lot to offer in the world of hitting. He's got a great mind and a great athlete.
And he hasn't forgotten about Tampa Bay.
No, he certainly has not. And we haven't forgotten about you either, Matt. So we always appreciate the time. And please send Brittany our best, too. Congratulations to the two of you, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Always, man. Nothing but a pleasure. He's a solid dude.
Yeah,
man.
He always is.
Remember we interviewed, Sam Fold last year?
Yes.
That was a great interview.
Yeah, he was cool.
Was it a kidney foundation or diabetes foundation?
It was diabetes, yeah.
Yeah. What a great guy. Yeah. And the Rays, they get some good dudes.
Yeah.
How come Longo's never been on our show yet? We have a texting relationship.
You've never asked him.
But I mean, other than that.
Yeah, that's the main reason.
But I mean, there's probably a bigger reason.
I don't think so.
No, you just have to ask.
He would come on the show just at the beginning of the season.
I don't want to ask.
Especially during spring training when there's not a whole lot going on in Port Charlotte.
I feel weird asking.
You shouldn't.
Then you won't get him.
Yeah.
Well, I just feel like if you were going to come on the show, he'd offer.
You have his number. No, it doesn't work like that.
Do you know why all those other guys are on the show? Vincent Jackson, Matt Joy, Sam Fold?
Because they reached out to you and said, hey, let me come on your show?
I said, hey, will you guys come on the show?
Oh. But what if I ask him and then we're not friends anymore?
Well, here's the thing. You got to kind of look for an angle. You know, as you're a producer, if he has any charity stuff going on, there's got to be something that benefits him if he's going to come on the show.
Okay.
What do you lose?
Nothing.
He's not on the show now.
I know. And we've never even met each other in person.
Just say, hey, Matt Joyce has been on the show 17 times in the last 5 years.
Yeah, hey, just had Joyce on for the fifth time, wondering how come I've never gotten to talk to you on the show. Ha ha, LOL.
I don't know why you're afraid to ask somebody to come on your show.
I just don't want to be that guy. I don't want to put them off.
That hosts the show that wants guests on?
Yeah, he's only...
I want to be that guy.
He's only friends with you because you're on the radio, and you're only friends with him because he's a baseball player. So let's make this mutually beneficial for all parties.
How dare you?
Well, it's the truth.
He wouldn't just text anybody.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Why would he ever have tweeted you about something on your radio show if you weren't on the radio?
I mean, he's not only my friend because...
He's not even your friend. Have you guys
I was going to say, what do you mean by friend?
You guys never ever hung out.
You've never met him.
You don't have to meet someone to be friends with them.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
We totally text. Like, if I were going through some hard times right now, I'd just be like, hey, Longo, I'm really down today.
People throw this friend thing around way too much. If your son was stranded at school and you couldn't get there because you were here, wouldn't call Longo to pick him up.
I'd let Longo pick him up.
You would, but
you've never even met him, and you'd let him pick up your son.
I mean, he's a famous baseball player.
Oh, come on, man.
You know, he was at a party back in the day. Hot 105 had a party. Who was the guy that was Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon.
It was a Nick Cannon party, and Evan Longoria was there, and Drew was so afraid, he never went up to Longoria to say hi that night.
I didn't want to bother him.
He was in a little cabana.
Yeah, no, he was with Jamie.
Yeah.
I didn't want to bother him. Other people were asking him for pictures and stuff.
And, you know, we had his wife in the studio. We've had
Jamie.
Her in the studio a couple of times.
Her. Yeah.
Were you already texting with him at that point? Oh, man, that's now you're being weird.
He would probably love to appear on the show.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's just dying to.
You know, you're so afraid of Longoria. I believe we had his wife, I think, on the phone last year, and Evan was right there.
He was right there in the background.
You didn't even want her to pass the phone to him.
I mean, I would have if she had asked, but I don't want to put anybody out.
Oh, Jesus.
Sue me for being considerate.
Where's that going to get you when the ratings come in?
It's got me nowhere.
Yeah. Let's get him on.
Okay, right now.
Okay.
Call him.
Yeah.
I don't want to be able to bother him.
You don't want to ruin that friendship.
I guess we don't really have a friendship to ruin.
You don't.
So should I text him and say, hey, since we're not friends anymore?
Just wait till spring training starts, and he's really bored.
I think you're having more of a friendship with him.
Right. It's definitely a one-sided friendship. Like, in his mind, we're not friends at all. In his mind, he regrets giving his number to some radio dickhead.
Yeah.
You're in his phone as radio guy.
And in my world, we're friends. Oh, this has been a very eye-opening segment. We're going to come back, and I'm going to need your advice on something. It involves something I'm somewhat forcing my son to do, and I want your opinion as guys on whether I'm doing the right thing or not next.